Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
My grandmother always said, you can't fight City Hall, but action in the Senate Business Committee on Friday seems to have proven her wrong. It all began late Tuesday evening when we received a phone call saying that a bill we thought was dead had done an impersonation of Lazarus. It mysteriously rose from the grave and was scheduled for a hearing on Thursday. The bill, as you may recall, was an effort to bring a private church-run youth treatment ranch under state control. The sponsor was originally State Representative Ellie Hill from Missoula, who suddenly canceled the bill 2 days before its hearing. We were cautiously optimistic, but on our guard, because nothing is really dead in this process until the final gavel on the last day of the session. Suddenly, the exact same bill appeared, this time sponsored by Senator Bruce Tedved of Kalispell. It was an all-hands-on-deck moment. We had only 1 day to prepare for the hearing. We asked you to call, and hundreds of phone calls poured into the committee, but the most gratifying thing was to watch the students, staff, and friends of Pine Haven prepare for action. We always tell you that your input in government decisions does make a difference, and this was the best example I've seen in a long time. Rather than sitting back and acting like victims, the advocates for Pine Haven showed up en masse and made their case, and in the end, the committee killed the bill. This is proof positive that you can fight City Hall and win, but you have to be willing to step up to the plate and defend yourself. Far too often, we hear people complain that government is too powerful and that the quote-unquote little guy has no power. It's simply not true, and this case proves it. Thanks again to everyone who called, and rest assured, your phone calls did make a difference. The Pine Haven bill is just one example of bills throughout the legislature that are seemingly dead but could rise at any moment. That threat, fortunately, comes to an end this Friday at the start of the transmittal break. At that point, all standard bills that began in one house must be transmitted to the other house or they automatically die for good. These would include the statutory redefinition of marriage to include homosexual couples and a statewide so-called non-discrimination bill that would force Christians to participate in same-sex weddings. Rest assured, we're tracking these bills closely and our legislative affairs team is watching for any shenanigans. The greatest threat at this point are blast motions, which are special legislative maneuvers that allow seemingly dead bills to be pulled from a committee and brought directly to the floor for a vote. With time drawing short, we expect lots of deal-making and blast motion after blast motion to be made over the next 2 days. If we can just hold until Wednesday, we'll be in good shape. At that point, we'll breathe a collective sigh of relief as we enjoy a one-week break before the second half of the session begins, with final adjournment in late April. And as always, we'll be here to keep you informed every step of the way. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.